Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, and it's the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock. Join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, don't worry. We've got them all archived for you online at freetalklive.com. In fact, we have the last 7 months' worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required, no membership fee. You just go get them at freetalklive.com.
Now, this is the Wednesday night edition, but it's a very special Wednesday night.
That's true.
It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
And Jason's here with us.
Jason's here.
Well, I was going to get to the intro thing, but Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. And unfortunately, we have to announce we're not going to have a live show tomorrow. So, sorry. The network won't put anybody in the studio, so we can't do a live show.
Well,
but I have plans.
Breaks my heart.
I have plans, man, which to have you here on Christmas Day. Yes. I can't quite get it all together, all of the necessary parts together and the elements together in order to do it tomorrow. But I think by Christmas Day we'll be able to operate without the network's involvement. So we can do like a little internet-only show. Basically.
An internet-only show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
Just anything to drag you out of the house on Christmas Day. So you just wait for that, man. Which 800
Why don't you get in here and just yammer to yourself on Christmas Day?
800-259-5791. All right, so it is the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. And last time out, we were doing a Thanksgiving Eve show. We featured a neat little article from, I believe it's Richard Maybury. And that's going to be coming up again tonight because it's just that good. It's the real story.
It's a Free Talk Live tradition in its second year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is the real story of Thanksgiving. This is the story that you were never told as a kid. It doesn't have anything to do with Squanto or corn or anything like, or, you know, the corn from the Indians or whatever. It's the
Maze.
True story. It's the true story of Thanksgiving. So that's coming up tonight before 10 o'clock Eastern time. But we're going to start with you, Jason, because you had a personal story.
I do.
Yes.
I was at my local coffee shop recently, a couple days consecutively recently, actually, speaking to a fella who I've come to be friends with.
Okay.
And the guy, well, allow me to preface it. It's a religious conversation that we had.
I see.
And the guy's a Christian. I knew that.
And you're on good terms with your friends.
Oh yeah. And I thought he was on the level.
What does that mean?
You know, you don't know what on the level means. It's a pretty common expression.
Well, on the level, I think to me means being honest.
Yeah. I actually thought it to mean, you know, sane.
Okay. I don't know about that, but there's your definition.
Well, there we go.
You thought he was sane.
Yes.
Not so much.
Yes, one of the sane Christians, and it turned out not to be the case.
Oh, well, boy.
We got into the religious discussion with the whole intelligent design mumbo-jumbo. Bet you can't guess what side he took.
He took the intelligent design side.
Of course. Nothing new, nothing surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But then the conversation shifted to the battle between good and evil.
Huh.
And I didn't know this, but Satan is here. Satan's here in America. He's
all
here
right.
in the world. This
he's
is hell,
right.
And this is hell.
Hello. Oh,
we are
in hell?
We are currently in hell.
Hell rocks. I mean, it's a great great hell to be in.
I don't have too many complaints about
air
it.
Air to breathe, air conditioning, cars to drive around in. I got no complaints.
My life's good. Not only that, Satan has his hand in everything.
Since he believes that this is hell, does he feel torture every day when he wakes up? I mean, does he feel
Of course
like
not. Of course he doesn't.
It's
because
garbage.
He has a lot of...
Is the flame quenched and is the worm dying? I don't understand.
No, he has the light of God inside of him. See, he's one of the special special few.
I see.
It makes him immune from hell's terrible influences?
I suppose.
Does God send out black helicopters to talk to him?
No.
Okay, I just wondered.
Okay.
I asked him if he talked to God, and he said yes.
Yes.
And
does God talk back? Is really the kicker.
He said yes.
Oh, wow. Most of them don't admit to that.
Oh, no. He thinks God talks to him.
Okay, but he thinks we're in hell. Go from there.
Right. And not only that, but he went further and said, he gave examples of things that are, Satan has his hand in, that prepare people subconsciously to be Satanists.
What?
These things are martial arts.
Martial arts prepare you subconsciously to be a Satanist.
Correct.
Because?
Because it's Eastern heathen religions.
Oh, I see.
That's where it's rooted.
What?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, he is totally nuts.
Not only that, role-playing games. Oh. Dungeons and Dragons.
Been a long time.
He pulled out that old one, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, because when you play these games, it's, you know, you're summoning creatures and casting spells. I mean, that's like Witchcraft 101.
This is the same garbage you hear about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I have read... I think what
wonderful movies.
Several.
By the way.
So I haven't watched any of the movies. I'm really of the opinion that you should either read the book or watch the movie, but never the twain they meet. Every time I've seen good movies, the books stink.
Uh-huh.
Every time I've read good books, tell me one.
Harry Potter.
Now,
I have not seen the movie and the book.
Okay, he has. Jason has read all of the books.
Yes, but Jason's judgment's questionable.
Hey, come on. Well, the Harry Potter movies. Well, of course they're not as good as the books. They are. They're the best quality movies based on books in recent memory.
Absolutely.
So, Tolkien?
Yeah, those were some pretty good adaptations as well.
Yeah, just Jurassic Park, that's where I stopped. I saw Jurassic Park, the movie, after I'd read Jurassic Park, the book, and I'm like, yuck.
Yeah, the movie was a letdown on that one.
It really was.
But the sequel was pretty good.
It was great, you know, in watching the graphics and stuff. But it ruins it seeing one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I don't get to see any movies anyway, so why bother with this one? I have no desire to see it.
Okay, tangent.
The books are great.
I want to go back to the nutcase. I want to go back to the nut job. So he thinks that martial arts are evidence of Satan. Satan is behind martial arts.
Oh, yeah.
Satan is behind Dungeons and Dragons. I would presume he's behind anything that references casting spells.
Anything of the sort.
Magic the Gathering.
Right. Satan's behind it, and he's
Final
working.
Fantasy.
He's working to get the kids.
Nice.
And so, upon hearing all this, I cracked up laughing and had to walk away.
Is Satan so dumb that he's just recently decided to get the kids?
You know,
I mean, it seems like Satan's just been planning this whole thing for the last, 20 years or so to get the kids.
Well, no, Dungeons and Dragons has been around for a long time.
Yeah, been around for a while.
The
80s?
A few decades.
Maybe the 70s, but really
70s.
The 80s.
Yeah.
I guess Satan didn't really care.
So Satan should really have me at this point.
Oh, he should have all of us.
You. According to this guy, if you're not a Christian, you're in Satan's clutches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then I guess he does.
Now, and then I decided to play around with him a little.
Okay.
I said, you know what? I'm going to start practicing the dark arts. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna look up a Necronomicon on the internet. I'll pick one up, pick up some other dark scriptures.
Okay.
And you're
talking about casting spells?
Right,
that sort of thing?
Right. And he believes in this stuff wholeheartedly. He believes that demons can be conjured and pillars of sulfur and whatnot. And I told him, I'm going to summon some demons. I'm going to summon demons. I'm going to bring them here to the coffee shop. And when you guys are shorthanded, I'll let them help you out. And he...
Was he scared?
He was so scared.
Really?
So scared. His eyes widened. No, man, that's not cool. I don't want any part of it.
And you better be careful with that. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. This is why it's scary, because this guy is so hardcore into it.
And he would be likely to come and try to stop you from summoning
demons
with violence.
To purge the earth of my presence.
Right.
It didn't help that I wore a shirt that said Diablo Rojo on it.
Red Devil.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That didn't help at all. He's taken to calling me Lou now.
Lou?
As in Lou Safer?
Correct.
And
how can he talk to you? I mean, if you are so imbued with the essence of Satan, how can he even stand to be in your presence?
Maybe he thinks he can convert me.
This guy is in the very, very fringe of what Christianity
is. Definitely in the fringe.
I mean, you and I went to Christian schools, and we know what the belief structure is, and this is even, of the literalists, this is fringe of literalists.
How does somebody get to this point? I want to know that. If you can explain it to me, 800-259-5791. How does somebody get from regular old Christianity to believing there are demons all around, that you're in the pits of hell on earth? Well, what in the world? 800-259-5791. We'll explore this nuttiness more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Laze Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, as always, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-5791 and bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, it goes out to the updates list, first and foremost. And we sent one out today, as a matter of fact, announcing our brand newest affiliate. And we'll welcome them on the air coming up on Saturday night because they're coming on then, so we'll talk more about that. But again, updates people are the ones that find these things out first. So if you want to sign up, go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, Jason, you like to hang out at Starbucks. That's kind of your thing.
That is my thing.
That's how you spend a lot of your free time, and you tend to frequent the same store, and you meet a lot of interesting people when you're there.
Quite true.
Well, you've kind of, over time, I guess, been creating a little relationship, a bit of a friendship almost, with a gentleman that also frequents the same store.
Now, isn't he... Wait, the gentleman frequents the store or works at the store? He works at the store because the way you say, you told the story.
Okay. Maybe.
I'm paying attention.
We're not saying which Starbucks it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, the guy works there, and you've managed to strike up conversations with him, and
yes.
You discovered recently that he believes, and he's a religious guy, you knew that much.
Oh, yeah.
But now you know how religious he is.
Right.
Let's recap the extent of this man's nuttiness, because he's just nuts.
Well, we are all living in Satan's world. Satan owns all of us. He has his dirty, grubby, little clawed fingers and everything.
That wouldn't be too far from fundamentalist Christian beliefs. Like, this is the world, you know, Satan is the god of this world.
Is that, right. Is that biblically based?
I think it might be Paul. You know, Paul went and... Paul didn't see Jesus, officially, chronically. I mean, he said he saw Jesus, but, well... So did I. I saw him here tonight.
I saw
all the way
him
here.
I saw him on a dandelion when I was walking
right
up.
Paul can't. Paul can't prove that he saw Jesus. He made a bunch of. In my opinion, he says a lot of things that just aren't substantiated. The Polanyi version of Christianity is different than what you're taught in Acts and the rest of the disciples.
What's
writing.
A Polanyi version?
Ian has no idea what you're
Sorry.
Talking about.
Paul. His Polanyi.
Oh, is that his last name?
No, it's
no,
Paul.
No.
Oh.
As in, of Paul.
Ah, okay. Right, so Paul and... where are we going with that?
Well, Paul said that Satan is the god of this world, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe it.
So this guy subscribes to the Paul thing,
yeah.
Basically.
And most people do, because it's included in the Bible.
But most people don't believe that Satan is the god of Earth, right?
Satan doesn't enter into most people's thought process.
Don't most people that believe in Satan, and I think most Christians probably do.
That's right.
Don't most of them believe that there's kind of three planes? There's the Earth, then there's Hell, and then there's Heaven, right?
They would be mistaken. Hell doesn't exist.
Right. The only thing specified...
Hell doesn't exist yet. It has not been created.
Right. The only thing specified in the Bible is a lake of fire.
Oh, is that right?
Well, and hell's where, gosh, darn it. Yeah,
well,
lake of fire.
Why do they always say you're going to go to hell if you're a bad person?
Well, hell will exist at the end of time.
Yep.
But,
so you sit in purgatory until then? Is that what happens?
No, you don't sit anywhere. Actually, the dead rise up.
Purgatory was actually, purgatory was conjured up by, I want to say, Thomas Aquinas.
I don't know. You're the Catholic.
I want to try to understand this. So what you're telling me is, the Christian belief of the whole afterlife thing is if you're a good person and you confess your sins and all that stuff that they
right.
want you to do, then you go to heaven as soon as you die? But if you
doesn't exist.
Heaven either. Doesn't exist either?
No.
Wait a minute. You mean when you die, you have to sit in the ground and just rot until the end of time, as they call it,
it's
and
sleeping.
Then you get...
It won't really seem like a lot of time to you, because you'll be dead.
It'll be just like having a quick dream, and then you wake up, and you're either in hell or you're in heaven. At that point, the world has ended.
Pretty
much. That's
true.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
So right now, according to the way it is in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
there actually is no heaven, and there is no hell. And all of the people that have died so far are just waiting to go to one of those places.
I'm sure somebody else believes otherwise, but that is my understanding of it, yeah.
Okay, because I never really totally understood that. I never really totally
Doesn't
understood
matter.
The biblical
thing. Just nonsense.
Now, if you take old... There's old church teaching of purgatory, but purgatory is mentioned nowhere in the Bible.
None.
And they created the idea of purgatory so they could say...
Didn't Dante create that?
Well, Catholicism... No, Dante wrote a book about hell.
Right.
Catholicism sort of an amalgamation of a lot of pagan religions, just sort
right.
of to make it easy for them to understand. And Catholicism has been around 2,000 years. It's the original. It's had a chance to get bastardized along the way, and then
right.
people will bring it back to what they say the Bible says, which
mm-hmm.
Their opinion is
just as good as anyone else's.
To my
right.
mind, the Bible is a translation of a translation of a translation of a translation.
Of course it is. And purgatory. It was, rather, just a means of extortion. Because the church would say, all right, Martha, your uncle John died. And he's in purgatory right now. We know, because we can see it. Now, he's going to go to heaven, but you might want to help him out along the way.
Yeah.
Say if you give, $1,000 to the church. That would certainly help your Uncle John get to heaven.
That's a good
it
trick.
It wouldn't
huh?
guarantee, but it would help him out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good trick.
Well, that's a sweet sweet deal for the church, huh? Why don't they do that stuff today? Are people just not gullible enough?
No, they just use crap like crying statues and Virgin Mary on a highway underpass. All right, okay, so that'll put people in the pews.
So getting back to the lunatic at Starbucks, he believes that the earth is hell. He believes that he believes in demons. He believes you can conjure them. He thinks that there are certain things on earth that actually lead children, for instance, towards the demonic side.
Such as role-playing games and martial arts.
Actually.
Yeah. He doesn't pick on anything new, really. Role-playing games and martial arts, I mean, they had ninjas and Dungeons and Dragons when I was a kid.
Right.
And I think I was into them both. And I personally wouldn't say that Satan got me. Perhaps this gentleman would.
Whoa. Well, maybe you have to get up to a level 10 before you can actually, you know, get into the the Satan club.
I don't know.
Maybe your character wasn't high enough level.
I worked at a store that sold role playing games. I had plenty of time to play.
You were a total minion then, basically.
Wow.
I mean, he was really manipulating you.
I didn't feel like that was the case.
Doing the devil's dirty work. What I really want to know is how does somebody go so far off the track of Christianity?
This guy's a crackpot. I mean,
yeah, he's a total crackpot. Well, he's a pretty Aside from all this crackpottery, he's a fairly sharp guy. He can hold his own in conversation.
Okay.
But he works at Starbucks. He wants to be special. He needs a special thing, and his special thing is his little version of religion.
Right.
Hmm. I don't know. But apparently he has people who agree with him.
So I just wonder, if anybody out there has experienced somebody like this, and maybe you can ask him, you know, how did you get to this point? What was your path? Did he encounter somebody who indoctrinated him with this information? Did he just sort of think to himself one night, I'd like to do a little more research on whether or not the earth is hell, and then just kind of indoctrinated himself into it? What's the mental path that someone goes down in order to reach this point?
Some of the beliefs you've outlined haven't been too far off the mean, and some of the things you've told me, and one of them was off the air, you know, just happened to be mentioning.
Right.
Tell about the Necronomicon incident.
Oh, yes. Well, apparently when this fellow was younger, he wasn't so much a Christian, and he practiced a few of the dark arts.
Uh-huh.
And he claimed to have buried a Necronomicon found in flesh, inked in blood, in the casket of a priest buried in the graveyard.
I think that proves he's a crackpot.
Yeah, that's just nutty. 800-259-5791, the true story of Thanksgiving on the way, unless you can explain this insanity to us. We'd love to hear about it. 800-259-5791, it's Free Talk Live.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the number for you. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We have the voting thing. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, register your appreciation by voting for the show. It's a once-a-month thing. And if you've yet to vote in the month of November, now's the time to do it. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Thanks to your votes, I believe we're currently ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world out of over 10,000 different podcasts. Number 4, because of you, going to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to move to the Thanksgiving story. Because,
thank goodness, I'm getting scared.
Yeah. This is just so great. It is the true story of Thanksgiving, the one that you were never taught in government school. Now, there's a chance if you went to a private school, and there's a chance you were taught this. But most of you probably have never heard this before, unless you listened last year at this time. So we're going to do this. And then coming up, man, what you have a story about Ford. Yes, Ford Motor Company. I guess Henry Ford was sort of always known as a socialist, and things haven't changed much. We'll talk about that. But right now, from Richard J. Marbury, each year at this time, school children all over America are taught the official Thanksgiving story. And newspapers, television, radio, and magazines devote vast amounts of time and space to it. It's all very colorful and fascinating. It's also very deceiving. The official story is nothing like what really happened. It is a fairy tale, whitewashed and sanitized collection of half-truths which divert attention away from Thanksgiving's real meaning. The official story has the pilgrims boarding the Mayflower, coming to America, and establishing the Plymouth colony in the winter of 1620 to 1621. The first winter's hard, and half the colonists die. But the survivors are hard-working and tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques from the Indians. The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. The pilgrims hold a celebration and give thanks to God. They're grateful for the wonderful, new, abundant land that He has given him.
Soon they set about killing Indians.
The official story then has the pilgrims living more or less happily ever after, each year repeating the first Thanksgiving. Other early colonies also have hard times at first, but they soon prosper and adopt the annual tradition of giving thanks for this prosperous new land called America. The problem with the official story is that the harvest of 1621 was not bountiful, nor were the colonists hardworking or tenacious.
No, they were drunkards, I believe.
Well, there's a reason for that. 1621 was a famine year, and many of the colonists were lazy thieves. In his History of Plymouth Plantation, the governor of the colony, William Bradford, reported that the colonists went hungry for years because they refused to work in the fields.
Well, now, why would they do that?
I mean, because they're lazy drunks?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into
I've met a few people who refused to work in the fields.
Here's the details. They preferred instead to steal their food. He says the colony was riddled with corruption and with confusion and discontent. The crops were small because, quote, much was stolen both by night and day before it became scarce eatable. In the harvest feasts of 1621 and 1622, all had their hungry bellies filled, but only briefly. The prevailing condition during those years was not the abundance the official story claims. It was instead famine and death. The first Thanksgiving was not so much a celebration as it was the last meal of condemned men. But in subsequent years, something changed. The harvest of 1623 was different. Suddenly, instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, Bradford wrote, and the face of things was changed to the rejoicing of the hearts of many, for which they blessed God. Thereafter, he wrote, any general want or famine hath not been amongst them since to this day. In fact, in 1624, so much food was produced that the colonists were able to begin exporting their surplus corn. What happened? What happened in those few short years? I mean, we're only talking 1621 to 1624.
Clearly there was some kind of huge change.
Was it because Squanto came along and showed them how to finally raise corn?
Who the hell is Squanto?
The Indian. They always talk about him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, they didn't talk about Squanto when you learned about
that. I heard about Squanto.
Yeah. They made up Squanto. I don't know.
But they probably did. Well, here's what happened. After the poor harvest of 1622, writes Bradford, they began to think about how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop. They began to question their form of economic organization. This had required that all profits and benefits that are got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means, were to be placed in the common stock of the colony.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem.
This is their old system. This is the system they had in place from the beginning. When the pilgrims first came over, and they set up their, you know, little huts or whatever they lived in, their log cabins, there was a common stock. And whatever you produced, as they put it, all profits and benefits got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means, everything you produce, whether it be your money or your wheat or your corn, was all to go into the common holding house. What's that sound like to you?
So, I don't know.
Clearly.
Socialism?
It sounds like communism to me.
Well,
but
it sounds
I mean,
like communism.
It's not too far off.
Well, so yes, they were supposed to be placed in the common stock of the colony, and that, quote, all such persons are as are of this colony are to have their meat, drink, apparel, and all provisions out of the common stock. A person was to put into the common stock all he could and take out only what he needed.
Duh.
That sounds a lot like Mr. Karl Marx, doesn't it?
It didn't work for Karl, and it's not going to work for these people.
From each according to his ability to each according to his need was an early form of socialism. And it's exactly why the pilgrims were starving in 1621 and 1622.
Sure.
Bradford writes, again the governor of the colony, quote, young men that are most able and fit for labor and service are forced to spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children. Also, the strong or man of parts had no more in division of victuals and clothes than he that was weak. So everybody was getting the same amount of stuff, no
right.
matter how capable they were of working, which is,
a little
of course,
95-pound woman versus a 225-pound man. Of course they should eat the same thing.
So the young and strong...
It's communism.
So,
beautiful.
As a result of this, the young and strong refused to work, and the total amount of food produced was never adequate. Because under communism, there's no incentive.
Right.
I mean,
right.
if you don't get to actually enjoy the rewards that you can reap from working, then what incentive do you have to do any of the work? That's why so many people were stealing, because there were still a few people that were willing to do the bare minimum of work, enough to survive on. And then, of course, the thieves, who didn't want to work at all, were just willing to go around and rip all those people off. Well, according to rectify the situation, in 1623, Bradford abolished socialism.
It's every man for himself.
That's what he
did.
That's what he did. He gave each household a parcel of land and told them they could keep what they produced or trade it away as they saw fit. In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market. And that was the end of the famines.
Right. How then. About that?
I mean, isn't it shocking? I mean, we've talked before on this show about, you know, what would it be like if we had a free market? How plentiful would it be like if we had a free market? Well, here's a perfect example. 1621, 1622, they had socialism. 1623, they abolished socialism. By 1624, they had a surplus of corn to sell to other colonies. Before 1624, famine and death. After 1623, 1624, surplus. Striking differences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine. Can you imagine the kind of accounting that would have to take place to make this communist type thing work, even in a village like this? Of course, we have to make sure that everybody puts all their stuff in and only takes out what they need. Everybody gets an equal and fair share.
So,
God,
there's a little more to this story. And the other question you want to ask yourself, and if you have an answer, 800-259-5791, the other question you want to ask yourself is, what happened to this story? And why isn't it being taught today? Why is it that the only place you're likely to hear this story is on Free Talk Live? 800-259-5791, the rest of the Thanksgiving story for real. Coming up, it's your show. Take control. We'll be right back.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free. You take control of the show. Wednesday night edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Plot yourself on our listener map. It's very simple. You go to map.freetalklive.com. It's neat because you can see who else in your area might also be listening to Free Talk Live. It's totally free, of course. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself. You can add a picture of yourself, even a little phrase to go along with you. And map.freetalklive.com, the place to go. We're talking about the true story of Thanksgiving. The real story behind Thanksgiving. The one that they just don't teach you in elementary, middle, or high school. This is just, this has been wiped off the history books, and there's a reason for it. Now, just to recap the story, the traditional story of Thanksgiving is the pilgrims came and they, you know, they had a feast to celebrate the all the thanks that they wanted to give.
Land of plenty.
Their land of plenty, and they had a wonderful time with the Indians of the area, blah, blah, blah. Well, the true story was that instead of the feast that they were talking about in the official story of Thanksgiving, they actually had famine and death. It was actually a really terrible time, and there wasn't much to eat. People were dying, stealing from one another. Nobody was really working very hard. People were just getting wasted and sitting around, and it was a terrible situation. And then something changed. And what changed was one critical aspect, the method of their economy. They went from socialism, which is how it was when they came to America, when the pilgrims came to America. They had a central repository where all of the people in the colony mm-hmm. were instructed by the governor to bring all of their stuff, everything they produced,
all the fishing, everything.
All of the wheat, the corn, everything
meat.
They produced was to come into this central clearinghouse, and then probably there was some bureaucrat there that doled it out to everybody. You were supposed to put in everything you created and take out only the bare minimum for survival.
Of course. Wouldn't want to see any wealth.
So,
and if no one has the prospect of getting wealthy,
nobody wants to work.
Nobody's going to work too hard.
They're just not going
to. It's been seen over and over again. And why people continue to try socialism, I just don't understand. They just must keep thinking they can make it work. They can be the ones to make this impossible system work. Well, in this case, the governor, William Bradford, came to his senses for some reason.
No, he didn't come to his senses. Desperation set in.
Well, maybe he was starving to death. I don't know.
He just said, everybody, every man for himself. Everybody's responsible for their own. I'm taking what's here in the coffers, and you guys just get out of here.
Right. 1623 was when he abolished the socialism. He gave each household a parcel of land, told them they could keep what they produced or trade it away as they saw fit. In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market, and that was the end of famines. Many early groups of colonists set up socialist states, all with the same terrible results. At Jamestown, for instance, established in 1607, out of every shipload of settlers that arrived, less than half would survive their first 12 months in America. Most of the work was being done by only one-fifth of the men. The other four-fifths chose to be parasites. Oh, my knee's hurting. I can't work today. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to work for the rest of my life. You guys will feed me, right? That kind of stuff.
How would they do otherwise?
Right. Well, in the winter of 1609 to 1610, called the Starving Time, the population fell from 500 to 60. Then the Jamestown colony was converted to a free market, and the results were every bit as dramatic as those over at Plymouth. In 1614, Colony Secretary Ralph Hamer wrote that after the switch, there was, quote, plenty of food, which every man by his own industry may easily and doth procure. He said that when the socialist system had prevailed, quote, we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now. Let me repeat that. Under socialism, we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now. Incentive changed.
Mm-hmm.
People got some incentive.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, we can't just sit around and collect foods and goods?
You mean the corn won't harvest itself?
Oh, I guess we better get to work then.
Right. So basically he's saying that under the free market, 3 men worked as hard as 30 did under socialism.
It makes perfectly good sense to me.
Before these free markets were established, the colonists had nothing for which to be thankful. They were in the same situations as the Ethiopians are today.
It's the same thing as our entitlement system. You know, there's people out there right now perfectly able to work, and they can't bring themselves to do it. Because
why should they? They're getting cut a check.
Yeah, we're feeding them. We're taking care of them. There's companies out there that just can't make themselves make a profit. They just can't do it.
Oh, yeah, we got that
coming
up.
They can't make it happen. And why should they? Because we're going to take care of them.
Yeah, all the hardworking individuals.
The middle class Americans
are
going to. Yep, absolutely. The upper middle class and upper middle class Americans are going to bear the weight.
Not voluntarily, of course.
Because in this country, big business isn't allowed to fail.
Well, depending on how big and how well connected. Well connected big businesses aren't allowed to fail. I mean, Woolworths went out of business. I'm sure there's been plenty of big businesses that have failed.
If the politicians see a benefit to themselves to saving the business, business, they will.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't, they won't.
Well, especially if the business is owned by one of their political buddies, one of their big campaign contributors. So after free markets were established in the colonies, the resulting abundance was so dramatic that the annual Thanksgiving celebrations became common throughout the colonies, and in 1863, Thanksgiving became a national holiday. Thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is socialism doesn't work, and the one and only source of abundance is free markets. That's the real story of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Wish they would have taught that to me in school.
We would have a different world if they taught about free markets in school. But instead, this story has been excised from the history books.
God made men free, and governments have sought since then to enslave them. That's it.
And the government's in charge of the education system. Let's talk about that some more. Also coming up, one of those money-grubbing companies that wants your tax dollars. That's right, Ford. We'll come back with that, 800-259-5791.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. The Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. We're here. We're talking about the real story behind Thanksgiving. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where there's all kinds of discussions, everything from Thanksgiving to fun topics to really serious issues, all on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Thousands, over 1,000 people interacting there, and 68,000 plus posts for you to surf around through, all for free, freetalklive.com. So the real story of Thanksgiving is basically the fact that the colonists went from communism and socialism to the free market. And it was the free market that brought the abundance. It was the free market that brought the surpluses. It was the free market that they were celebrating. The free market allowed them to create for themselves whatever they wanted to. Instead of having to toss everything into the central repository of profit, and then have it all distributed equally to everyone else and have the thieves and the rapists and the murderers running around, you had the free marketplace where everybody was free to make whatever life for themselves they wanted.
You know, people found right away that, you know, they were completely responsible for their own survival.
Yeah.
And I can certainly understand why somebody wouldn't want to work too hard if everybody's efforts all went for the central pot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get out there and you bust your butt 3 or 4 days in a row, and then you see some guys just lying around. It makes you so angry you could spit.
No matter how hard you worked under the socialist system, you wouldn't get anything extra.
Yep.
You get just as much as the leper. I don't know if there were lepers in.
I doubt there was anything. But, you know, we're trying to make it up. But the fact is, probably half these people were just refusing to work or saying, oh, I got a splinter in my finger and it hurts really bad. You know, whatever their reason is, they're not working hard. You've seen people on work slowdowns, and it's just amazing. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. They get out there and they'll work. It seems like they're working just as hard as anybody else because you got to be out there just as long.
So. Yep. Now, ask yourself this. Those of you out there who support the government education system, who support the idea of the government running the education system in this country, ask yourself why it is that the true story of Thanksgiving has disappeared from the textbooks. Ask yourself why you were never taught this version of the story when you were in elementary, middle, and high school. Why is that, Jason?
Couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Absolutely. Sure, the schools are socialist think tanks. I mean, the idea is to brainwash kids into believing that communism is the best way to go. It's fair. Everybody should bring their pencils and pens together into the class.
That happens the first day of kindergarten in a lot of schools.
Not in my school, it won't. My kid has to give up his crayons to put in the pot for the people who have... Sorry. I'm going to pull my kid right out.
It actually says it on, and parents can call in and verify this. It'll say it on that little list of things they give you to buy for your kids. Okay, here's what you can buy for your kid, and then buy this for the community bin.
Gah.
Then you have to buy, okay, you can buy 3 pencils for your kid, and then buy 18 pencils for the community bin. And they're taught communism from day number one. And the reason why this story has been eradicated, is you're exactly right, Manwich, is because the commies are in charge. Do I sound like a paranoid nutcase? Because it does sound a little nutty to say something like that. But go back and look at the history. Go back and look at the quotes from the founders of the government education system. They wanted to create a class of serfs. They wanted to create a class of nimrods, adult children that didn't know how to really take care of themselves, that would just go to work and work menial tasks, never really make much of their lives, but be the cogs in the system so the elites can make their money off of them. That's why the system is created the way it is today. That's why the government's in charge.
That's why they don't teach kids about money in school. They wouldn't teach them anything like that.
I got taught how to write a check.
That's right. They teach you how to spend it. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts on the real meaning of Thanksgiving and more coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?